Good morning, this is Addy and Liv with your 8 AM headlines. In local news, researchers at the University of Queensland have observed a rare parental case in a common coral reef species, the spiny chromis damselfish. The study revealed that the parent fish actively protecting their young by eating harmful parasites. The blood-sucking parasites can severely impact juvenile fish, reducing their swimming ability, competitiveness, and overall chances of survival. The researchers have found that the juvenile fish raised with a parent had survival rates 3 times higher than those without. Dr. Alexandra Grutter from the UQ research team described this behaviour as a fascinating example of great fish parenting.
A pilot from central Queensland has been charged with dangerous operation of a motor vehicle causing death and grievous bodily harm following a crash that took the life of a British tourist. The man has been found guilty of dangerous flying a small plane after a 3-day trial in Brisbane this week. On a flight from Agnes Waters to Middle Island, the engine of the Cessna 172N failed whilst preparing for landing. In response, the pilot turns the plane to the left, causing the aircraft to lose altitude and roll into the earth, killing one passenger and injuring another. Aviation experts have stated that this manoeuvre went against best practice. However, the defence attorney has argued that the pilot faced very limited options in that moment.
In national news, a report from Family Planning Australia has revealed that a third of local government areas in New South Wales do not have a doctor providing medical abortions. Despite a widespread increase in the need for medical abortions, senior researcher Emily Ford has found that 28% of LGAs cannot provide this service, many of which are located in rural or regional New South Wales. The report also demonstrated that people in rural areas sought medical terminations at double the rate of those who live in cities, highlighting an inequality of resources and access to contraception. In the western areas that do provide medical terminations, some GPs have been so overwhelmed with referrals that they completely stopped providing abortion care services.
Mining companies Rio Tinto and BHP face abuse claims after using non-disclosure agreements to silence women. A class action lawsuit has been launched against the two giants following the alleged cover-ups of sexual abuse, harassment and gender discrimination claims. JGA Sadler lawyer Joshua Elwood, who is running the class actions, stated that these women were ridiculed and further harassed after speaking out about their experiences. They were blackmailed into the NDA agreements, often being given a payout or the chance to turn a termination into a resignation as part of the deal. A spokesperson from Rio Tinto has stated that they are aware of the claims and are treating them with utmost seriousness.
In international news, the Israeli military has continued to advance further into southern Syria in the wake of a collapsing Assad regime. Israel has stated that its invasion will be limited and that it has no desire to occupy the Syrian capital, Damascus. This invasion has coincided with heavy Israeli bombing of Syrian airports, naval facilities, and missile sites. Syrians living within the occupation zone have been told by the Israeli army to evacuate and move elsewhere. While its incursion is a violation of the 1974 treaty between Syria and Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has declared the treaty collapsed with the Syrian government. The invasion marks the third major Israeli incursion into its neighbours following the October 7 attacks in 2023.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news at 8 AM. We'll be back at 9 AM with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.